So this story happened 10 years ago, so my memory is a little bit not so good, but luckily we have phones, so we can like look at there and find it out, like fill some mistakes. So it happened in Czech Republic. I'm coming from Czechia.
Woo!
And my father was coming from a small village called Dukovany. That village is tiny, it's like unremarkable, 1,000 inhabitants, and in Czech Republic, villages are very close to each other. It's like 40 minutes of walk. If some of you were here before, you probably learned that scale in Europe is much smaller. Mm-hmm. So that would not be that important. But in 1970s, Soviet Union with a Czechoslovakian government decided to build a nuclear plant on Czech soil. They chose the place near Dukovany, and they built also two reservoirs, Mohelno and Dalešice, to support nuclear plant with water. In 1985, the plan was built. And with that was like one positive and one negative thing. One positive thing was that electricity for all villages in the neighborhood was kind of cheap. Negative aspect was that just year after, Chernobyl disaster happened and everybody gets scared of radioactivity. I recall lots of stories of my parents and jokes about like how people near Dukovany can literally go in the dark and pee and see everything. And irony of that was because there was strict environment control around the plant. Actually, the wildlife and animals and the flora really went there really good. Like basically you can find some flowers that not anywhere else are like possible to see. So I spent lots of summers as a child in Dukovany. I was playing in the fields and forest under the shadow of the plant, sometimes even on the railroad when the train was not delivering fuel. So a little bit in the future, when I was living in Prague with my friend Jan, we lived in a community flat called Tech Squad, where we were like building startups, sometimes scaling them, sometimes terminating them. And of course, that would be nice for some other story. But one day I told my friend Jan that I would like to show him how the place of childhood of my father looks like, how the nuclear plant looks like, and how one particular tower looks like, let's say mast. So it's interesting that because I was coming from, like my father was coming from that village, I somehow had a feeling that because I'm also connected to the village, I have a right to climb any functional infrastructure in the near surroundings of the plant. So with Jan, we decided that illegally or legally, we're going to climb it. So my father decided, he had some friends in the plant, so he told us that he'd find a guy who would let us go in the base so we could climb it. So one day in the summer, we decided to go. And when we were approaching the tower and also the nuclear plant, you can see it's actually quite tall. I have some photos. We noticed that when we were coming towards the tower, there was lots of beeping. Like, do you know somebody, what was the reason for the beeping? It was like, da 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 da. Anybody? Okay, don't worry. I was also surprised, because I've never been so close to some technical aspect of this. So we approached the tower, and there was the first obstacle. We found out the guy that promised us going in was sick. And suddenly there was a different guy that did not share our like encouragement and happiness of climbing running tower, just because we are like connected to the village. So we really spent some time to convincing him, like, we really came from Prague and I would like to climb this tower. So eventually he agreed, and he told us that only one condition: if you ever feel that you're gonna fall from the tower, we have to leap from, so we're gonna die in the field near, not at the ground of the base. That way, we would not become his problem anymore. We agreed. The tower is 135 meters tall, which is 10 meters taller than conning towers of nuclear plant. if somebody thinking that nuclear plants, that they have to speak cooling towers, they don't produce pollution. They mostly are for cooling using the water. And because they have so much heat coming from the reactor, they have to like disperse in the atmosphere. And that's how the clouds are made. Some of them. So it was sunny day, there was no wind, and we started. But we kind of realized that we were slightly unprepared. You know, like, I always look on the ladders and I feel like, okay, it's a metal structure, it should be like easy. But just the ladder and some metal that kind of like, you don't know if it's like old or stuff, it's not enough to feel like comfortable of climbing. So what we brought together with us, we had climbing gloves. What we didn't have, anything else. We didn't have water, we didn't have sugar, we didn't have snacks, we didn't have hats, sunglasses, we didn't bring any harnesses. We were completely unprepared for doing something like that. Somehow, like, we felt like two naive guys, felt like this is perfect way how to spend a weekend afternoon, climbing the mountain. But to my defense, that time I was doing lots of urban exploring. I went visiting like random factories or like going to work in progress hotel construction sites. So I was used to it, but this was like a different level. In the half of the climb, we realized that we get extremely tired. We are really pushing it with our hands, and we had to stop and realize like, okay, we need to switch to our legs. So meter by meter, we slowly get up. And it took us 45 minutes to get to the up. And the view on the top was beautiful. The mass itself is connected with lots of ropes that kind of like help the being the tower really rigid. But even with the ropes, the top part is really smart. So I didn't expect that I would just like move here and there, but it was really beautiful. With that, we realized like why that sound is coming that I mentioned on the start. That's actually coming from a system called SODAR, which is Sonic Distance and Ranging System. And it's used for measuring different attitudes of the wind direction and speed. Do you know why? Because in case of nuclear have critical failure, the authorities would easily know what direction nuclear cloud would go and what people should be evacuated first. So we enjoyed our view. We celebrated a bit, took some photos. Rest a little bit. And then slowly decided to walk down. And from that moment, I stopped being scared of ladders. Thank you. Yeah.